Hello there. This is a surprise episode of the FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 226. I hadn't intended on recording. Like I said last time, until this weekend, this coming weekend. And then the unthinkable happens in Minnesota. In my home state. Born somewhere else, I've lived in other states, but I've lived in Minnesota the longest. Majority of my children have been born here. And today, January 7th, 2026, a woman was murdered by ICE. There's no way to sugarcoat it. And rather than own or acknowledge that this was a for lack of a better term, an execution by ICE agents of somebody in the wrong place at the wrong time, the federal administration has decided to make claims that the victim was shot out of self-defense. The footage is out there. It's a trigger warning. It is a child present in the room warning. Renee Nicole Good was murdered less than a mile from where George Floyd was killed by police. Do not believe accounts that she bumped her murderer or tried to run him over with her car. Everything is on video. The witnesses on the scene confirm she was trying to get away. She was trying to wave the agents that were in a truck past. She wasn't even trying to block them, but they got out of their truck and swarmed her vehicle. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Her mother is said to, she had no plans to participate in any kind of protest. She was driving on the street where there was a protest, where the road was blocked, and she tried to turn around and wave the ICE agents that were in their vehicle through. And instead of taking her up on that, they decided to jump out of their vehicle, charge her vehicle, surround her vehicle, try to break into her vehicle, and if masked men are starting to surround your vehicle and break into it, and they're brandishing weapons, what's the logical thing to do? It's either fight or run. And she chose to run. Her murderer was not hit by the vehicle at all. In fact, you can clearly see from where her vehicle comes to a crash, a final resting place, that her vehicle was the shots that killed her went in the passenger or went in the driver's side window, like on the side, and in through the driver's side, left side of the windshield, not head on, not shot through. If you picture a screen, I'm holding up my phone, turned off, and pointing. So the bullet hole is on, and I know it's mirrored and whatnot, so for the video version, I'm indicating, as you're watching, the left side of the screen, or the driver's side. Now, it's mirrored, so it's technically my right, but it doesn't matter. The edge. If she'd actually been doing what the ICE agents claimed she was doing, and they were acting in self-defense, the bullet hole logically would not be over on this side of her windshield. It would be more direct oncoming. My phone woke up as I was tapping the screen. So it'd be coming at the more central, as if you were driving and you were facing somebody. So it'd be coming more straight in. Let's not give the Trump administration and the Republican brainwashed lackeys any further time of day. If somebody tries to claim anybody but the murder victim was hurt in today's actions, they are arguing in bad faith. And there is no need to continue to be discussing it with them. The footage is out there and available to be viewed. And it clearly shows everything. Renee Nicole Good, mother, American citizen, was murdered today in cold blood. The mayor of Minneapolis has requested for ICE to get the F out. Governor Tim Walz, who recently declared he was not going to run for re-election, has declared the National Guard have been warned to ready themselves. We are on the knife's edge. Trump's personal SS. That's what ICE is at this point, especially after the big, bad, beautiful bill that was passed, adding even more funding to his private army. We are gearing up. If somebody doesn't back down to a confrontation, the best course of action in this case right now, the right thing to do, would be for ICE to hand over the murderer for proper due process, a proper trial by jury of his peers, and for this story, as heartbreaking as it is, to fade into obscurity. We know that the Trump administration and ICE specifically are not practicers of doing what's right. So I predict this is likely going to escalate. By how much, I don't know. I just don't know. And that's just today. When I last recorded, with my head in the sand from winter break, it was December 30th. A lot can change, such as Governor Walz stepping down from a re-election bid. He is doing so related to a Christmas story or a story that broke around Christmas of a conspiracy theorist right-wing YouTuber who made false claims that Somali American run daycares were committing fraud. Now, during the Biden administration, some fraud was discovered and prosecuted. And for some odd and unknown reason, they have decided to dig these stories back up, act as though they are brand new, and the businesses, customers, children have all been placed into danger thanks to the actions of this YouTube so-called influencer and journalist. Businesses have been vandalized. People have been threatened. This is not okay. We are not angry enough. Between the events of today and the false claims of fraud by this so-called journalist who had no proof of his accusations, we also have Trump ordering the kidnapping of President Maduro of Venezuela. So he went from war crimes to outright international crimes. We're not playing chess here. Capturing the quote-unquote king or president, that's not how you win. Diplomacy, talking things out, pressure, that's how you win. The individual who won the Nobel Peace Prize, and in some circles is deemed the correct winner of the last elections in Venezuela, has not been installed as the leader. Maduro's government still stands just without Maduro. Similarly, a little while before this, Trump pardoned a former Honduras president who had been in prison for the same crimes that Maduro is now being accused of. All this administration does is practice and perfect the art of lying, obfuscation, and I had another word that has now slipped my mind. I'm just shaking my head at the whole thing. It's 2026. ISIS killed a mother, a woman, an orphaned child, because her son, his father, had already passed away. My understanding from various interviews that have been posted is that the grandmother is rushing to Minnesota to pick up the child. I am disgusted and dismayed. The neighborhood, the community attended a vigil tonight. Hundreds turned out. But a life was still lost. This last week, since posting until today, it had been going pretty well. I'd been shaking my head, not understanding the Maduro situation and kidnapping, why Trump would willingly jeopardize allies like Taiwan or give Russia additional excuses for invading Ukraine. But here we are. Gaming wise, since I'm here and recording, mostly it's been World of Warcraft with a smidge of Diablo 4. We finished our first playthrough of Dispatch. But right now, talking about the gaming just doesn't really bring me joy. I am going to prepare this episode and head to bed. So everyone joining me on YouTube, thank you. Please feel free to leave a comment. It'll probably be featured here. Podcast@flameflash.net is the email address if you want to write in. Or find the last episode's post and leave a comment there. Remember to be kind to each other. Remember to smile more. Not in the feminist, anti-feminist way. Just, we need to be kinder to each other. Friendlier. More understanding and compassionate. Remember, my friends, we all deserve freedom and autonomy. It is good today, received neither. Please take care. Please be careful. Don't sign anything. Because the last thing we need to, is for in an audit, the government tries to send somebody after you as well.
I think I want to pay.
We need to take action. But we need to do it peacefully. And efficiently. So that they don't just try to lie through it. So, take care and good night, my friends. And hope for a better tomorrow.